A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. The Gospel of the Lord. That very short passage is the one that the church has chosen for today's saint. We'll come to her in a minute. But just a word first about that passage. You give up everything just to find the treasure that's hidden in the field. It's a question, isn't it, of priorities. And this is really, I suppose, the dominant element in the life of saint that we remember today, one of our own, a Dominican. I don't know if you've seen the film Funny Girl. Right at the beginning of that film, Barbara Streisand, playing the part of Fanny Bryce, walks into the foyer of a theatre and she sees her reflection in a mirror and she says to it, "Hello, gorgeous." It's ironic in that context. And to be honest, I don't think too many of us could really seriously address ourselves as gorgeous. But it does seem that today's saint, a girl living in Peru at the end of the 16th century and the very beginning of the 17th, really could have called herself gorgeous. Her name was Isabella Flores. And there are two versions of how she got her nickname. Either that somebody, a servant apparently, saw a mystical rose appear on her face, or, and I find this more convincing to be honest, that she was so heart-stoppingly lovely that she was given the nickname Rosa, so her name became Rosa Flores, Rose among flowers, and that's how she's always been known to us, as Rose of Lima. And what a city that must have been towards the end of the 1500s. Think about it. You had Martin de Porres and John Macias and Isabella or Rose Flores, all there, all three of them Dominicans. Martin and John were cooperator brothers. Rose was what at that time was called a tertiary. They almost certainly knew each other, met each other, encouraged each other. None of them had a particularly easy time, but if only because she was a woman and she wasn't living in a Dominican community, maybe Rose had particular hardship to cope with. Not that she could have been, let's say, a source of unmitigated joy to her family. It's not just that she reportedly disfigured herself, rubbing pepper into her skin to discourage admirers and so avoid marriage. It's not just that she spent literally hours and hours in silent prayer, or that she subjected herself to the most rigorous fasting and to the most ferocious penances. Behavior that nowadays we'd probably regard as evidence of a kind of mental disturbance. Although, if you read her writings, it looks as though she was on the ball all right. But it wasn't just all that. It's also what she imposed on her family. She brought various unfortunates into her room as guests so she could look after them. Poor people, invalids, outcasts of various kinds. It's not really hard to feel a certain sympathy with her parents trying to deal with a daughter who was such an awkward customer. But there it is. She persevered, and we can say that together with Martin and John, she put Lima firmly on the Dominican map, not least by being a staunch defender of the indigenous population against the sort of thoughtless racism that we still see sometimes in countries that have been invaded and taken over by outsiders. And of course, Rose's own family belonged to the population of the immigrants, the invaders. Maybe you remember that just a couple of weeks ago on the Feast of St. Dominic, our brother Jerry Stuckey talked about him on this very website as the Rose of Patience, we call him in the hymn O Lumen, and reminded us too of the glorious perfume, like the scent of a rose, that came from his body as it was being carried to its final resting place in the Basilica in Bologna. The rose, of course, is wallflowers, the one that's seen as the paragon of beauty, the one that's mentioned over and over again in literature, poetry, my love is like a red, red rose, in popular song, everything's coming up roses. It's always the image of something close to perfection. Well, Rose of Lima is a model of beauty, both physical and spiritual. Yeah, it really does seem that she deserved her nickname. And incidentally, not too many saints have come down to us known by their nickname. Rose once wrote that she felt as if her soul was free and alone and going through the whole world saying, if only mortals could learn how great it is to possess divine grace, they wouldn't complain about their cross, their troubles, if they knew the scales on which they're weighed when they're distributed to human beings. Ah, if only we could learn how great it is to possess divine grace. Rose of Lima, intercede for us.